It's time for Supply Chain Now Radio, sponsored by Apex Atlanta and Talent Stream. Broadcasting live from the supply chain capital of the country, Atlanta, Georgia, Supply Chain Now Radio spotlights the best in all things supply chain. The people, the companies, the technologies, the best practices, and the critical issues of the day. Now, here are your hosts.
All right, good morning. Scott Luton here with you live on Supply Chain Now Radio. Welcome to the show. We aren't in Atlanta today. We're actually broadcasting live from beautiful Savannah, Georgia, as we continue our Savannah Business Leadership Series. We've had a great first show this morning with Sean Conrad with Platinum Cargo Logistics, and we've got a great show teed up here as well. So we're broadcasting from Savannah Technical College, which does an outstanding job of helping to build out a great talent pipeline for all the industry growth that we're seeing in Savannah and beyond, part of the Technical College System of Georgia, which does an outstanding job. All right, so looking forward to a great show today. Friendly reminder, you can find our Supply Chain Now radio replays on a variety of channels from iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and finally, our premier distribution partners at Business Radio X. As always, we'd love to have you subscribe so you don't miss a single thing. So let's say hello to my wonderful, stupendous co-host, Bill Stankiewicz, who's a member of a variety of boards here in the Savannah area, including serving as Vice President of Finance with the APIC Savannah chapter. And he's a supply chain guru and consultant, the supply chain, guest Savannah supply chain guy.
It's a pleasure and an honor to be here, Scott, with Supply Chain Radio Now.
Absolutely. As always, enjoy our series down here, and Bill co-hosts the Savannah-based series we have, and we've got a great conversation, and we always enjoy our time together. Okay, so let's welcome today's, before we dive into some of the top things known in supply chain now with a workforce development bend, let's welcome today's featured guest, Mr. Jeff Leroy, president of APIC Savannah. Good morning, Jeff.
Scott, thanks for having me.
You bet. Glad you're here. Appreciate what you're doing. And it's been a pleasure to collaborate with you over the last two or three years, and looking forward to diving in and picking your brain a lot more. All right, so as most of our listeners know, we typically start a lot of our shows with sharing some news and nuggets from around the world of supply chain, sharing some of the top things to know in supply chain now. So, Bill, I want to know what's on your radar, because I think you're going to share some of the things that folks need to know in supply chain, especially from a workforce standpoint, right?
Yes, Scott, many thanks, and a special thanks to Keith Biondo, who's been a good friend and mentor for over the past 35 years for Inbound Logistics. But another great publication besides Inbound Logistics is Food Engineering, and Rose Schilling, who's the managing editor, had a wonderful article from the board and CEO, Tony Sarsam, who kind of summarized some of the issues that they're addressing on workforce woes, and he came down to four bullet points on how they're addressing the workforce shortage. Mm. And I'll be brief here. Number one, they're working on making their products less labor intensive, starting with the mandate to make a product that requires less people to actually produce it and get it on the shelf, and driving the innovation back to R&D. Number two, invest in automation for areas with worker shortages. Third point, start strategic recruiting partnerships. And number four, build a better case for immigrant recruitment. Companies should be a little bit more open about their need for traditional workers and offer data-backed justification for hiring immigrants. I know it's been a very hot topic, and it's something that's going to definitely need to be addressed. Eventually, the company could get, let's say, 20 people graduating class who can take production line jobs, and three of those people can actually do an outstanding job and be detail-oriented for some other opportunities within their career. So that's the little quick recap there, Mr. Luton.
Yeah, I love it. A lot of great best practices there. We all know how workforce and workforce development and access to talent is such keeping a lot of folks up at night, not just in supply chain, but certainly in supply chain. So appreciate those best practices there. And that came from what publication again?
The publication is Food Engineering. It's a wonderful magazine for operators of manufacturing management systems. And the article itself that was written about the Borden CEO, Tony Sarsam, S-A-R-S-A-M, was by Rose Schilling, managing editor. Thank you.
Great. Good job, Rose. Love to hear that content on a very relevant and timely topic. So moving right along here on show number two, here down in Savannah at Savannah Tech, we want to welcome our first featured guest today here on Supply Chain Radio. It's Mr. Jeff LeRoy, again, president of APIC Savannah. Good morning again, Jeff.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
So you have been quite a busy individual, several full plates since I've known you at least, and probably long before that. So to give our listeners kind of a sense of who Jeff LeRoy is, and before we talk about, you know, your organization and certainly APIC Savannah, tell us more about who you are and your professional journey.
Well, I'm currently working with a fantastic organization. They're a global chemical manufacturing conglomerate called Johnson Matthey. They're located in Savannah, Georgia, and they're based out of the UK. They have more than 40 manufacturing sites located across the globe. And I'm tasked with developing and implementing a sales and operations planning process. So pretty exciting task that I have in front of me.
Wow, 40 manufacturing sites across the...
43, I believe.
Wow, man. So we're going to definitely have you back on as you make progress in implementing S&OP, because I'm sure a lot of companies would love to learn from your lessons learned, right?
Absolutely.
Best practices, things not to do again, all that good stuff. All right, so let's talk more about... your years of experience with APIC, which, of course, a lot of folks know that has kind of rebranded a little bit into ASCM, although that's not the perfect word. Basically, for those of you that may not know, APIC has been around for about 60 years, and that was the parent organization based in Chicago. And last fall, last October, they reformed the parent company to be the Association of Supply Chain Management. And APIC, which is not going anywhere, simply slides down, become one of the main pillars of their offering. So whether it's APIC body knowledge, APIC certifications, APIC chapters, the APIC brand, all that's not going anywhere. It's just the parent company changes to over to the ASCM, which is, we think, going to be a pretty exciting development for members, potential members, folks that want to plug in and learn how to better optimize their supply chain performance. So, Jeff, let's talk about your involvement. You've been involved in the APIC and ASCM community for years and years. Let's talk about your variety of roles.
Well, you're making me seem like an old man here.
a great resource.
So let me I'll take you on a little journey, and I've repeated this a few times. Interesting enough, I started my career as an R&D engineer, and after a few years, I moved into manufacturing and found myself doing procurement and production planning. So I first decided to seek my APIC certification, CPIM, Production Inventory Management, to learn more about production planning and inventory control and to advance my career. And let me tell you, APIC certifications and APIC chapter involvement has accelerated and advanced my career. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. From the time I was a production planner with my APIC CPIM to my second APIC certification 7 years later, certified in supply chain, I went from being a production planner earning $30,000 or $40,000 a year to running a global supply chain with 9 factories, 26 distribution centers, making $150,000 a year and making bonuses more than I was making as a planner. So all that happened in a short span of time of about 7 years. But my real transformation started when I was involved with the APIC Providence chapter. After my first certification, the president there said, "Jeff, why don't you teach?" And I took it under my wings. I was a little nervous, a little anxiety, but I took that first class, and shortly thereafter became VP of Education for about 7 years, followed up with 5 years of being the chapter president in Rhode Island. Then, you know, along my career, I came down here to the South. I met up with you gentlemen here, the two of you. We collaborated and started the Savannah chapter, and off and running at that point in time. So throughout all that experience, I've acquired 3 certifications. I'm a master level instructor as well as lead instructor in all their bodies of knowledge, mentor of many students and young professionals, and have a ball doing it.
And I have to say, Jeff is an outstanding teacher, because I've been part of his classes, and just a wonderful, wonderful leader here as the president of the chapter. Because I can remember he was trying to get me on the board for quite some time. And I says, I don't want to be on another board. But he talked me into it, and it's been a
it's all
a,
fun,
a
right?
Great journey, so, most definitely.
If I can have two follow-up questions before we talk more about Apex Savannah. So Jeff, you've been, as you say, you're a master instructor, and Bill is attesting to your ability to connect. What do you believe that successful teachers do differently than folks that maybe aren't as effective? Is there one or two things that really comes to the surface?
There really is. First of all, you have to have a passion for this body of knowledge. And I have a true passion. I found it's what I do professionally is not a job to me. I enjoy it. It's not a chore to get up. It's not a chore to get into work. The second important piece is you really want to have a passion for conveying learning and mentoring young students. And I can only tell you, I've over the years, I've mentored hundreds of young professionals and students, and there's not a week that goes by that I don't hear someone call me and tell me something that they're doing in their career and how I've helped them. So the self-gratification is really tremendous when I hear that.
Fantastic. And one other thing, I think maybe something that about the Apex body knowledge, if you're an outsider, one of the very powerful elements and dynamics related to that you may be unfamiliar with, and I'm referring to the commonality of jargon and terminology, and kind of have everyone be on the same page as we're communicating what different things are across the supply chain. Speak to that a little bit, how that body of knowledge really creates that consistency and alignment, and how that might benefit organizations.
You know, you're absolutely right. It is a transformation process. And as I'm coming into this new organization, I've been with Johnson Matthey as an example for the last 3 months. And we've been pushing this Apex body of knowledge and the way that they do S&OP. So we're picking up this terminology. So we're able to talk across cultural boundaries, language boundaries, and utilize the same terminology and body of knowledge to convey the same information. And it's a slow process as changes at times, but we're having a lot of success. And that's usually the first step for organizations to really excel across global supply chains, is being able to communicate effectively the challenges that they have.
You know, it probably slows down in the here and now, but all in all, it's going to allow the organization to move faster, make faster, better decisions.
Absolutely.
Work better and communicate better as a team, globally or site by site. So,
correct.
You know, the pains to get there, you know, continuous improvement is never easy, but love to have you, as we mentioned earlier, love to have you back and pick your brain on kind of this massive project that y'all are undertaking. Okay, so shifting gears kind of from Apex globally and some of the stuff you're doing at your current organization, and let's dial more in on Apex Savannah, because if we're talking about moving fast, you know, the organization, I think, just completed its second year, and we've gone from 0 to 60, maybe 100 miles per hour in very short order. So talk to us, you know, what are some of the factors behind that massive growth?
You know, interesting enough, it seemed like when I came down here 3-4 years ago, it was like a perfect storm. There were all the right elements here. First of all, we had the market. We had one of the largest port in North America, not necessarily in the volume, but in the throughput that it could obtain. Secondly, we had lots of growth in the area, all right? So we had a market cap there. And third, we have an outstanding leadership team. I was able to network, in fact, with you two gentlemen and other business leaders. So we had the leadership team that was going to support the growth there. And there were some other things on top of that. We had sponsors and corporate affiliates. We were able to bring in these leaderships that were put on outstanding networking events.
Well attended, too.
Yeah, fantastic proming events. Membership growth and exposure has been at 20, 30, 40% per year. So we had all these perfect storm and elements that came together in the perfect market. And, you know, I can't thank you two of you gentlemen enough for all the support that you have lent to the Savannah chapter. And the way things are going, we're going to continue on this growth pattern. And some of the things we can be really proud of, all three of us sitting here at this table, is that through our first year, which ended last year, we were a gold member charter.
Cool.
And that was probably a first for an Apex chapter to
up from copper, right? From copper to gold.
Exactly. So it's a big challenge. It was a challenge, and we met it head on. And
wonderful.
To have that type of recognition, and I'm absolutely sure that we're on our way to being a platinum chapter.
Yeah, so for our listeners that may not know exactly what Jeff's talking about, Apex and ASCM has a way of kind of measuring chapter performance. You know, there's 198 chapters across the country, and they all, you know, y'all, you want to make sure you're serving the customer, right? And
absolutely.
And that customer is evolving, as you know, due to a variety of reasons, from the seat at the table that supply chain has, unlike arguably any other time in history, to the generational transfers, to frankly all the changes going on in the industry association space and industry itself. So the target is always moving, even if there is some hallmarks. So Jeff, when you got here earlier and we started kind of warming up and discussing what we're going to chat about on the podcast here today, you were talking about the NPS score. And you're definitely a man of his metrics, which I love. But for folks that may not be familiar with that and how we use that at Apex Savannah, can you share a little bit around that?
Sure. NPS stands for Net Promoter Score. And it's kind of the standard of measuring customer satisfaction. And basically, you are asking or surveying your participants, rating 1 through 10, how they would recommend your services or programs to other individuals. And if you get a 9 or a 10, which is a rarity, it's a plus score. If you get 7 or 8, it's a neutral score. And anything below a 7 is a detractor.
Mm.
And you add all these up, and it's a percentage. And usually you're doing very well if you're plus in the positive.
Just 20. In general.
In general.
And
plus 20. And this chapter has been phenomenal because I've been doing this for almost 20, 25 years.
Wow.
And we've been getting NPS scores 60, 70, 80, 90%. And I'm just looking at our event from last night, and we're going to be well over 90%. I don't think I've ever seen an NPS
score. All right.
Score like that.
Setting
fantastic.
Records.
Awesome. Fantastic job.
Well, as an outsider, insider, you know, I don't live down here in Savannah, but I've really enjoyed kind of staying connected to the chapter. And so to our listeners, last night was the top management night at Apex Savannah. It kind of culminates the active program year, arguably. Mm-hmm. They give out awards and recognize a lot of folks that contributed to a successful year. And to see a board as cohesive and the camaraderie and the kindred spirits, that is what, you know, I love the NPS scores, and I love other ways we measure a chapter with, you know, like metrics and data driven. But just what I picked up on the intangible side was very palpable. And
agreed.
You don't see that very often.
Agreed.
I don't think. So
everyone works well together, and they like each other. Yeah. I mean, we all support each other, and it just makes it for a lot of fun.
You know, we started with a board of 6 members, and we're up to 12, and I had 4 inquiries last night about people wanting to join. And
cool.
We will never turn anybody down that wants to join a board of directors.
That's
and it's all
nice.
About giving back to the community, and we'll find something for you to do based on the amount of time you want to or effort that you want to give to us each month.
Good.
An hour, 10 minutes, or 5 hours. So, very exciting. Great, great eclectic group of board members.
Completely agree. All right, so let's talk about some of your key takeaways from last night,
well,
Jeff.
Gosh, what a great event last night. All the feedback I had was that everyone had a super event. I just perused through the surveys, and they look like there's a tremendous feedback that came back. And as you mentioned, it's our gala event. We celebrate our annual chapter of successes, and there were many. And it's also billed as our top management night, so we had a lot of business leaders there as well. The location was phenomenal. The whole team did a great job picking out a great place at the Alito Hotel.
And Chris Logan did a wonderful job.
Oh, my gosh. Mm.
Standing room only.
Mm. It was. A great keynote speaker.
We had Georgia Porter.
He's a senior director of trade at the
Georgia Port Authority.
Georgia Port Authority.
GPA.
GPA.
For another acronym.
What a fantastic job and presentation he made.
I love Georgia.
Us. And, you know, we gave a bunch of awards away. And, Bill, you took an award. Tell us a little bit about your award.
Oh, it's a wonderful award. I actually got 2 awards. One was a wonderful magazine, and then the other one was an appreciation award. And I actually thought it was going to be the gentleman next to me because I had voted for this other person, and Jeff comes up to me, and he's giving it to this other guy.
hook, line, and sinker, my friend.
Yeah,
I got you going there.
Oh, boy. But it's a wonderful team, and I really enjoy working and helping with the Apex chapter in Savannah. It's just a great way to bring the education of logistics, supply chain management to the masses. And when I say the masses, from the grade school folks to the high school folks, because we're actually doing things in the community. And Tybee Island Maritime Academy, which is a charter school, was the first one to actually reside and come to Georgia Port Authority and to do training there. And then just recently we had taken that sixth grade class out to another e-commerce center. So we're showing all these young kids the jobs that are in supply chain management, from software developing, finance, warehousing, logistics, the whole shebang.
Yeah. We love our forklift drivers. We love all of our folks in transportation logistics, which is very close to, say, the traditional definition of supply chain. Yeah. But as you're speaking to an end-to-end supply chain, there's so much more opportunities.
Right.
Yeah, if you want to drive forklifts or drive trucks, we need you. We definitely need you. Men, women, everybody, something for everybody.
And we need the leaders to drive them.
Yes, and appreciate
what
that takes. But as you're speaking to, there's a broad spectrum of needs across the supply chain. It's a lot of technology, a lot of leadership, a lot of engineering, a lot of transportation logistics, of course, production, manufacturing, product design, reverse logistics, which is a very hot. I mean, we talk about what makes e-commerce happen.
Yeah,
it's one of the things is everyone likes buying three, trying on all three, and returning two from their doorstep.
That's right.
I mean, that's supply chain that makes that happen. You know, and as reliable and hourly as it takes place. So, but Jeff, I'm going off on a tangent here. Let's talk about last night some more. What other observations did you have?
The real pleasure for myself and for the board, we gave away two student scholarships. So we gave one to one of our student board members, Abby Dominoy, and the Atlanta chapter graciously was one of our sponsors for one of the scholarships. And why don't you tell us about your presentation as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Atlanta Supply Chain Awards is a new program that we held in March. And from an Apex Atlanta standpoint, we partnered with CSCMP Atlanta and the Metro Atlanta Roundtable to host these events, and our aim from an Apex Atlanta standpoint was to drive more scholarship monies and be able to do more, and we hope that this year with this scholarship is a starting point of how we can hope to feed more and support more of what you are doing in Savannah. So we've got to thank all the sponsors that made that event happen, because much like Apex Savannah, we're operating on a nonprofit budget.
That's right.
And, you know, that doesn't go far, as we all know. So
watch every penny.
Absolutely. So we love what y'all are doing. We love how much y'all give back to the community, and Apex Lenders can support that as best we can.
Thank you, Scott.
We appreciate that. We certainly do. And, you know, the real fun of last night was the networking. I probably knew 40 or 50% of the people as students, previous students, business leaders. But the networking that went amongst the people, I was able to talk to my boss afterwards, and he said, I knew three or four people, and I got to know five or six new people.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's
great.
A great community here amongst the greater Savannah area, and I think that's really one of the pluses of all our events is networking, sharing our best practices.
And, you know, I think we were talking earlier about the association, how that space is evolving, and as is the professionals that plug into these spaces. And I think that networking today, if you were to survey the Apex community 15 years ago, networking would not have been ranked as high, I would argue. You know, when I joined, that wasn't nearly as much in demand. Nowadays, I think that's really changed quite a bit, because folks, to your point, Jeff, they want to get out and meet folks, whether they're potential employees, you know, folks they can hire, or their potential suppliers, potential partners, or just network colleagues, new network colleagues, right? Yeah. It helps to learn more and dig your well before you're thirsty. So I think y'all are serving really a need that's really risen in demand.
Yeah, one other thing I wanted to mention is we did give an award to our academic partner, which was Georgia Southern University this year. Last year it was Savannah Technical College.
Right.
So one of the things we continue to do is to partner with the academic community. We all have a passion for helping the young professionals and the students, and it was very rewarding to see that.
I agree.
The chair of the department came down to personally accept
wonderful.
The award.
Wonderful. Jerry Burke.
Yeah, fantastic time. So that's some of the good things that we got to do last night.
It was a lot of fun.
All right, so Bill, why don't you piggyback on some of the observations from last night? Jeff was saying, anything else you'd add from your evening?
By the way,
real quick visual, as I arrived last night, Bill and Nestor Torres were working in the registration desk, and it was like a perfect combination of energy and passion and direction, and really I got a couple snapshots of it, because it was fun.
Love working with Nestor, because he's at Goodwill, one of their top directors there, and does another wonderful job. I have to say, with the
past president
and the folks that are on the board that also hold other leading commanding positions like Women in Construction, Laura Lee Bocard, and the folks from Gulfstream. We're just very, very fortunate to have such a great team that everyone's kind to each other, helping each other. And the nice thing about this whole organization, I've always worked towards trying to help more people with no thought of a material gain to myself. And it's like you get blessed in other ways. And it's just something that permeates throughout that whole organization here. So just a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
Love it. Okay, so let's shift gears a little bit here. And Jeff, we want to get you to weigh in on say, two or three supply chain trends or challenges that have been on your radar more than others here lately.
You know, we do surveys every professional development meeting, every tour. So we get a lot of feedback. And the common themes that we've been hearing lately is supply chain security. And basically, when we get surveys information back, we try to put our professional development meetings towards those. All right, we want to get topics that interest our members. And supply chain security is one of those. We had Paul Skwetschitz in, I pardon the pronunciation of that, but he had a topic of securing the future of the supply chain, current state of enterprise vulnerabilities. Definitely a thought leader in that industry.
Yeah.
The second topic, of course, we've all heard about is blockchain, and we know that's the backbone of supply chain digitization now, and it's probably the one of the most important, well, questionably one of the most important inventions since the internet itself as we continue to move forward. And then one of the other topics that was universal last night was the growth of the Savannah port and the surrounding community. So those are three areas that we focused on this last year and going to continue to focus on moving forward.
Yep. It's really interesting. We've covered this before on the show, but blockchain, when we look at all the technologies because there's so much technology in the business world, but certainly in supply chain. You know, the actual technology that is blockchain was developed in 1991, right?
That's right. It's old.
However, the application, the timely application and the practical application is really the new piece that is to blockchain and how companies are adopting it. And so that's always, I find that kind of fascinating because I wonder what else was developed in the late 80s, early 90s. That's going to be one of the next big things in supply chain, right?
We don't know yet.
Yeah. Now, you don't have your crystal ball with you today?
It's a little foggy right now.
Busy week. Before we kind of move on to mention to our listeners some of the upcoming events APIC Savannah has coming up, anything else from a general supply chain industry standpoint you'd like to share?
You know, I'm ecstatic to be down here in the greater Savannah area. And there's just so much opportunity for businesses, for people, for employers. So if you're looking for a place to do business, you want to come down to Savannah, Georgia, and Georgia area, Atlanta as well, which is the supply chain capital of the U.S. of A. And Savannah's slightly behind it. We're your brother, your baby brother over here. We're gonna work up to be.
We're growing up fast.
We are. So come on down to the Savannah area and join the fun down here.
Well put. So, Bill, I get posed a question. Anything else from a trend or challenge standpoint? Obviously, you covered the workforce in the opening segment. What else are you kind of keeping
tabs on?
Well,
I think the training and certification is going to be continuing to be of a big need for organizations. And it's not only the big organizations such as Gulfstream. It's starting to filter down to smaller organizations because companies have started to realize – if you're investing into people, that's going to lower your attrition rate. Mm. And that's been a really big, really big parameter. And as a footnote, like Jeff was talking about blockchain, one of the folks that have been working closely utilizing blockchain has been Walmart and some divisions of Amazon for food safety on the product tracking. Because actually, if somebody gets sick from some tomatoes that were imported, you want to know exactly, besides the store, who distributed it, who stored it, you want to go down to the grower level, the actual growing feed, and the location on that to isolate that. Mm. And I think those types of technology trends, plus the robotics, the things that are going on at XPO on how they're installing some of these additional robots to reduce the workforce, make them more efficient.
Yep.
Another fast-growing company is Gray Orange by Chris Barber, the CEO.
Yep, he's been on the show.
Yeah, unbelievable. We're hoping to have him speak on the next show here, too.
Yeah, and he can bring your golf clubs.
That's another long story for another show.
but going back to traceability and visibility, which is so in demand, you know, consumers want to know it, suppliers upstream and downstream. So we had a leader from SAP and their Leonardo division on the show a few months ago, and they've got a really neat program. Y'all might have seen the advertisement. They work with Bumblebee Foods, right?
Right.
So they've got a and everybody's had Bumblebee Foods, especially the tuna and the
good
chicken
tuna.
Stuff. Oh, yeah, great. Well, now they've got a system driven by blockchain that allows them to trace the from the time the fish is caught through all the way until someone is enjoying that tuna on saltines or a bread, complete traceability and visibility. I mean, it's remarkable. Think about that. Yeah. I mean,
You took my steam because we just conducted some training, certification
That's
training
right.
with Chicken of the Sea.
Chicken of the Sea.
In Vidalia, just outside of Vidalia, Lyons, Georgia, I believe.
Plus good onions are grown in
Absolutely,
Vidalia.
Absolutely.
Sweet.
And they can trace, as you mentioned, to the boat, we caught it, to the region and area where the fish was caught.
That is something.
It's amazing that the traceability that Plus technology has enabled.
They're coming out with this new type of saran wrap used in the meat industry that once it's placed over the meat, they can actually tell if that meat is spoiled and contains different types of bad things to eat.
I love that application, and I hope that along the same lines that they can apply that technology to deli meats.
Yes.
You know, I've certainly have been guilty of buying deli meat and not necessarily inspecting the expiration date, and you get it home, start putting it on a sandwich, and it should not have been on the shelf.
And the spiced ham, they got to peel the skin first before they cut it.
That's the important stuff.
Publix.
So we want to see. We'll have to have you. You'll have to be our deli meat correspondent and give us an update.
Most definitely.
See how that proliferates.
We'll bring a grazing tray at the next event.
Yeah, please, yes. We like our food.
The Emporium. All right. So as we kind of wrap up this second episode of Supply Chain Now Radio here live in Savannah, Jeff, let's talk about, and we're talking with Jeff Leroy, president of the APIC Savannah chapter. What events, programs, what's on the horizon from a programming standpoint with APIC Savannah?
You know, we just have a lot of exciting things going on. Right now, we're conducting a certified supply chain program out of Savannah Tech, where we're sitting today. We're also doing a CPIM workshop, which is production inventory management, out of Gulfstream. So those are running right now. In the very near future, we have another CPIM program kicking off at Lummis Corporation. Mm. And we've got a CLTD, which is Logistics, Transportation, and Distribution. That kicks off this September. And we already have probably four or five interested students. And we're putting that out there now because logistics and distribution and transportation in this industry, in this area, is huge. So we expect a full class. If you're interested, come on down and let us know. We'll get some information to you.
Plus, we got tours at Savannah B, and Mark Butler, the Commissioner of Labor, is going to be speaking.
Absolutely correct. We've got some great events already scheduled for July 26th.
What a great president we have here. This guy's
a tough. July 26th. It's a free event over at Savannah B Factory Tour, and you get free honey when you go there.
Free honey.
You
bring your wife,
that.
Too.
So a lot, no shortage of events here.
That's
Jeff.
Right. That's right.
So I heard something last night, not to harp too much on the event, but great market intelligence gathering and sharing. And they were talking about some of the folks from Gulfstream were helping to facilitate an addition to next phase to some of the supply chain 101 work that we've been doing. And Corey was talking about how you were taking students to the ports.
Yes.
To the e-commerce site.
Yes.
And then I think there was a third component. I might be messing up the story.
It was like a game.
Yes. So
that
tell
they're
us,
doing.
So tell us more about that because the country. Okay. So I know you're familiar. Bill and Jeff, y'all took the fifth graders to the Georgia ports to kind of put their eyes and ears on what goes on at a seaport.
And we did a wonderful job at Tybee Island Maritime Academy originally when Scott came down.
Yeah, the lemonade
last
supply
year.
Chain.
The
That's
lemonade
right.
supply chain brought out those bags of sugar, lemons.
Just what the kids needed.
You got to have props.
It tasted good, too.
But also, Outsourced Logistics, I think, hosted a tour, right?
They did.
That is correct.
Of kids, the same age?
Several busloads of kids.
Same school.
Same schools. They kept coming off the bus. I was like, oh, my God, wow. After 78, how did they fit four kids to the seat? But,
hey, they make it happen. It's a supply chain. So the third component is a cell phone game, and it is a game that Apex initially developed along with the Lemonade supply chain curriculum. There's a paper airplane curriculum as well. And it really
it resonated with the kids.
It resonates
they're
really
going
well.
Bonkers.
Yes.
Like going to a Fortnite game.
Yes. And they're teaching basic decision making, sourcing decisions, production time.
Yes.
It's fascinating. So, anyway, that I wanted to make sure we illustrate that because despite all of the professional development that Apex Savannah and other Apex chapters are offering professionals looking to move up the ladder or just become better leaders and supply chain practitioners, the stuff y'all are doing in the market to engage and plant seeds of awareness and help build the front end of the talent pipeline, that is critical. And I'm hoping that a lot of our listeners will hear this.
Please, yes, please.
And do it, you know, figure out how they can do it in their own markets, right? I think it would make the war for talent a lot easier to fight.
Yes, and plus we're opening up the call for any companies that want to be part of the Savannah Logistics Technology Task Force Corridor. We are setting up committees. I've already had the senior executives from Matson, I think Snyder, Gulfstream, and about a dozen other companies that want to be part of that, giving their feedback on what should be part of that curriculum because the Technology Corridor, as they look for a site to be built here in Savannah, is going to be another wonderful opportunity for software developers to be coming here. It's been listed in several publications over the next few years. They expect maybe 3,000 to 4,000 software developing jobs will be here in Savannah, and these start out at six figures, which bodes well for the whole community.
Love it. Man, so much going on here, and so much going on here that other supply chain cities and markets can really benchmark and adopt. That's one of the reasons why APIC/ASCM exists, is to help that benchmarking go on.
If you need a job, come to Georgia.
That's right.
What I tell everybody. Atlanta or Savannah, we want you. We need you.
I did, Bill. You got me down here.
I love it. All right. So Jeff, how can listeners get in touch with the APIC Savannah chapter or you or what have you?
Sure. You can always Google us at APIC Savannah. That's the easiest way, or apicsavannah.org. We have LinkedIn and Facebook profiles as well. So
and BB.com.
And BB.com.
BEBEE.com.
Very good. And, of course, we do have a phone number with information as well, 912-662-5577. Or look my name up, Jeffrey Leroy.
Fantastic. All right. Jeff Leroy, president of the APIC Savannah chapter, thanks so much for what you do and for joining us here today.
Bill, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Jeff.
Great time.
Wonderful.
All right. So we're going to wrap up today's session on a couple of upcoming events. Supply Chain Radio is a proud media partner of EFT's 3PL and Supply Chain Summit in Atlanta, June 10th through the 12th. We've been touting this home run lineup of speakers for months now. Land O'Lakes, Uber Freight, Cisco, Noodle AI, DHL Supply Chain, UPS, you name it. They've got over 800 supply chain executives already registered or ahead of the pace. We're going to be broadcasting live thanks to Becker Logistics, and you can check them out at beckerlogistics.com. And you can check out EFT.com for more details on the event, to register, you name it. If you can't find what you're looking for, shoot us a note to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at supplychainnowradio.com, and we will make sure to get you the information. The Georgia Manufacturing Summit is coming up October 9th. I know, Bill, you've been there and been active in GMA. I know we partnered with GMA down here in Savannah. It's going to be the best summit yet.
So top speakers. We had the president of Gulfstream last year speak
sure
there.
Did. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Thank you, Mark. Good, Gulfstream.
Absolutely. And Gulfstream, what a fascinating business model and organization that is. But the Georgia Manufacturing Summit is October 9th, and you can learn more at GeorgiaManufacturingAlliance.com. We're going to be broadcasting live from there in the fall, too. All right, so big thanks to our guests today, Jeff Leroy, president of APIC Savannah, and Bill Stankiewicz, all things supply chain.
Thank you.
Savannah Scott. Supply Chain Guy, guru, consultant, extraordinaire.
Follow me on Twitter. You'll be number 7.
I started late. I'm sorry, Mr. President.
Co-host of the Savannah Business Leadership Series here on Supply Chain Now Radio. Bill, always love working with you.
Same here.
Stay tuned. We got one more show to go here today. So be sure to check out our other upcoming events. Replays of interviews, other resources at supplychainnowradio.com. Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, all the other leading sites where podcasts can be found. We'd love to have you subscribe. On behalf of the entire Supply Chain Now Radio team, this is Scott Luton wishing you a wonderful weekend. We'll see you next time on Supply Chain Now Radio. Thanks, everybody.